Hello and welcome back to Grace and Peace Lenten Devotional. Today is Maundy Thursday, April 2nd, Lent 38. We're in the home stretch now. Today we are reading from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 17, which says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love." So I thought I'd take a moment to start out today by, I know we've been focusing on this Ephesians text, and there's a couple things that I wanted to point out to you here, but since it's Maundy Thursday, let's talk about, first of all, what Maundy means. Maundy is a Greek word, which is a Greek word for commandment. And so every Maundy Thursday, at least in our Lutheran tradition, we usually read from the book of John. And the second part that we read from the gospel text is the new commandment that Jesus gives, which you probably know. Do you remember the last law that Jesus gives? It is that we love one another as I have loved you. And that's what Jesus commands of us, which is why we get where we get that term mandatum, which is where we get Maundy, which is why we call it Maundy Thursday or Commandment Thursday, to remember the love that God gave to us in the sending of his Son. Now, when you think about what, now I'm switching gears and going to the text, I wanted to talk a little bit about what Paul's talking about here. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father. You know, when you really think about what the act of bowing is, you know, we don't do a whole lot of that in the Lutheran tradition. But I do remember that as a Catholic being raised, that we were constantly on our knees and constantly bowing our heads in reverence. And there's something very beautiful to be said about that. The same thing goes for even the Muslim faith. When we recently took our confirmation students to visit the imam, that's what they call a pastor, in the temple there, he was sharing with us the significance between the act of bowing and showing reverence to God is very similar to how we bow our heads, of course, to pray. They quite literally just take it almost to the extreme in bowing their entire bodies down and prostrating themselves on the ground. And so this act of reverence, when you really think about the position, let's think about how close to the ground that Muslims get, for example, to the ground. When you are trying to connect with something, I don't know if any of you are fans of Jurassic Park. I don't know if you remember, there was one scene in one of the Jurassic Park movies where they had stolen some of the eggs of the Velociraptor. And in order to give the eggs back, they had to bow and kind of submit themselves. And it was an act of prostrating yourselves to the ground. And so this physical position that we put ourselves in when we bow is an act of submitting yourself or making yourself very vulnerable to humble yourself before God. And so in the Muslim tradition, I think it's very beautiful that they connect themselves physically to the ground that God created and offer themselves wholeheartedly because they cannot get any lower than that. And I remember watching a Catholic priest one time prostrate himself on the floor of the altar and just laying his whole body out as an act of repentance, as an act of fully submitting to what God has done. And so when we bow in reverence and when we bow our heads or even just put our hands together to pray, that act is an act of submission. And so when we do that, we are also putting ourselves in a state of vulnerability so that we become, so it's much easier for us to be in tune with our Creator that way, because we are at a very vulnerable state. And there's something really beautiful about that, that when you can kind of prostrate yourself in the act of bowing and really clear your mind and head to receive what the Holy Spirit gives. And that's what Paul's talking about in this text, that that he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with the power through his Spirit. So what Paul is saying here is that when we bow, through the act of bowing and showing reverence and kind of clearing our mind, then we can become strengthened by the work of the Spirit, so that Christ then will dwell in our hearts, which is what he goes on to say. And so the last part of this text is, he talks about being rooted and grounded in love. And again, I want you to think about the image of a tree. And particularly, I don't know if you guys have ever seen, and I realize some people may be listening to this who have never walked on our property before, but right to the right as you enter into the office area, or to the left as you enter into the office area, is a huge tree. And the roots are so large that they're starting to come out of the ground, out of the asphalt, actually. And it kind of needs to be cut out a bit. But when you really think about how a tree just really digs its roots into the ground and it extends all over the place, it made me think of the stump fence. The stump fences in Truefant, which is a city that was outside of where I served on internship. There was a community that was very known for making fences from the roots of trees. And they would basically put these tree stumps on their side. And because the roots were so long, they were able to kind of tie them together from root to root to make these fences. And so it would go around the entire property sometimes to keep animals out, to keep trespassers out. And not always succeeding, mind you, but they really prided themselves on being this stump fence capital of the United States, is what they called themselves. And it's a really neat to see, because if you drive through this little town that's right outside of where I did my internship, it's so neat. You can drive from house to house and see different people have kind of decorated their stumps because they're not used as fences pretty much anymore, but they become decorative objects in people's yards. And so anyway, it reminded me, though, of this, you know, what it means to be deeply rooted in Christ. I think it first starts with the first part of this text, prostrating yourselves and humbling yourselves and being able to, which enables you to be open to the Spirit, because then you can become deeply rooted in God's love and fully grab on to what that means, like the roots do on a big tree. And that's something for us to remember as we celebrate this this week and commemorate what our Lord did, as we walk even closer to the cross this Lenten season. Let us pray. Move me to tears of joy this day. The joy of knowing you surrounds me and enfolds me. And Lord, help my heart to be open and my spirit to be receptive of your presence always. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.